Welcome to So Many Cameras. This is episode 2, and this week I'm going to talk about what to look for in a camera, a film camera, before you buy it. So, you know, it's kind of difficult if you buy it on an online auction website like eBay because you can't see the camera physically and you can't inspect it. So, the best thing you can do is make sure there are a lot of pictures that are available on that auction site of the item that you're going to purchase or bid on. And you just want to look at the camera inside and out. So on the outside, make sure there's not a lot of dust or corrosion. Make sure there's no items missing, like the shutter button's gone or the winder's missing or it's damaged or the focus ring is loose, the rubber is loose. And then of course, you know, you want to look inside the camera. So my suggestion is if there are no pictures of the camera on the inside, I wouldn't buy it because you need to see if the seal where the door closes on, that it's good. I mean, those can be repaired easily, but if you've never done it before, it's a little bit of a challenge. But basically, you're looking for any major flaws, seal missing, corroded, gummed up, lots of dust, dirt inside the camera. If you see that, I just pretty much stay away. I mean, if I see that the seal is missing or it's damaged, but otherwise it's clean, I might take a chance. But your best bet is to find a camera that's clean and that is functional, that the seller promises that it works, that they've taken pictures with it, and then you're doing pretty good. So another thing, of course, when you buy a film camera is to make sure that the battery is available, that you can find those online. And for the most part, you'll find the battery, you know, whether they're button cells or the little bit bigger ones they look almost like a AA battery, but they're a little bit shorter, like the CR123s. There's all kinds of different batteries, and they can be expensive. So that's another thing you want to consider when you buy, say, a point-and-shoot camera for $20. You know, you might spend that much on a battery. It depends. You know, for the most part, you can get them fairly cheap. But if it's a really specialized battery, you'll pay a little bit, $15-$20 for it. So you might want to do that research also. So in essence, another thing, of course, is to look at the lens. Make sure there are no scratches. Look for that in the description of the camera, that the person selling it says, you know, the lens is clean and clear. There's no fungus, because fungus is pretty hard to clean. I mean, you'd have to be an expert at taking the lens apart. Some people have done it. There's YouTube videos where the guy took it apart and cleaned it with dishwashing soap and water and alcohol, and it was like new. But some of the lenses are pretty complicated, and it's a big risk. So personally, I don't buy cameras that have lenses with fungus in them. Some of them might have fungus that the seller doesn't know about. They don't see it. Then you're pretty good. I mean, you're safe. It should last a while. I mean, you don't need to worry about it if they're little tiny specks. But I try to stay away from those that say they have fungus. Scratches aren't so bad. You could have a lot of scratches on a lens and it'll still take pristine images. But pretty much you want to make sure that the lens is clean. There's no scratches, no fungus. I mean, there are a lot of film cameras available, so you shouldn't have to sacrifice that. Make sure you have a good lens. That's one of the number one priorities. No fungus is the major item you want to avoid. So, and another thing to consider, of course, if you're going to buy a film camera is to make sure that you can still get film for that. Because some of that film is either unavailable or it's very expensive. If you buy a 35mm film camera, you're pretty much safe. You could buy a medium format camera with 120 film, 120 film. And I know you can pay upwards of $13 for one roll, so it's kind of expensive to shoot with those. So it's all what you want to do with it. For me, there's a lot of 35 millimeter film cameras available, and I'll never explore all those cameras in my lifetime. So I'm gonna pretty much stick with those unless I get like a twin lens reflex. That would just be a specialty item. I might buy one or two of those and try them out, but yeah, for the most part, stick with film that's readily available and cheap. So in essence, to summarize, film camera, make sure the seals are good, make sure the body is in good mechanical shape, there's nothing missing, no buttons, no levers missing, make sure the lens is not scratched, no fungus, and make sure that you can find a battery for this camera. And of course, another important thing to do is shop around, go to other websites, check the prices, and compare and see what the average price is for that camera. You know, try not to pay too much. And you can sort and filter on a lot of those auction sites. You can sort by highest price or best match or whatever. And just do that and, you know, spend some time exploring before you purchase or bid on something, just so you don't pay too much for that camera. All right, well, that's it for this week. Short and sweet, how to or what to look for when buying a film camera. And we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. This is John. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.